My YouTube family, in today's episode, we are going to talk about a very, very sensitive subject. So I have to be very careful how I present and give my commentary in today's show. And what makes it sensitive? Well, we are dealing with identity. You know, people identifying as whatever they want to identify as here in America. Now, we all know who Michael Jackson is. Even after his passing, Michael Jackson is still in the top five of the most famous people ever lived, right? We all can agree to that. Hello, welcome to Reactions and Reviews. I'm your humble host, Eze. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show. Now, Michael Jackson had three children, a black man, a famous black man, three children that he adopted. Well, one, quote unquote, was by surrogate, okay? His first child is Prince Jackson. He is 26 years old. His second child is Paris Jackson. She is 25 years old. And his youngest child is Biggie Jackson, okay? Well, he goes by Prince Michael Jackson II, but everybody call him Biggie. And today, I came across this article about Michael Jackson's daughter. As you guys can see, she's a white woman. And the rest of Michael Jackson's kids, none are black. None. A famous black man have three children, and all three children are none black. I always say this: if you want to know how a man feels about his race, look at who he's dating, who he's married to, and his children. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Now, this young lady, Paris, she identifies as a black woman. And a lot of people are triggered by this. Because when you look at her, obviously, she's a white woman. But a lot of people are upset. So in today's article, let's see what's going on here. It says, in a revealing 27 interview, Paris Jackson, the daughter of the late Michael Jackson, openly discussed her identification as a black woman. While her father had been an iconic figure in the music industry and a global sensation, Paris has been navigating her own path, which includes embracing her racial identity. Herself identifying as biracial and specifically saying that she is black, despite her completely white appearance, has been triggering for many. And as you can see to the left, look at the like and dislike ratio. 196 people liked it and 658 people dislike it. And it has 224 comments. Well, why don't we go ahead and read some of the comments? You know what I'm saying? Just for entertainment purpose. The first comment says, your own father did not even identify as black. Did everything he could to be white. Hey, facts. That's a fact. I mean, they just keep it 100. That's a fact. And next one says, everyone already knows the perks. Okay? And the next one says, none of Michael's three children possesses one strand of his DNA. Facts. Also facts. The next one says, blue-eyed blonde. Gotcha. Facts. Yeah, you identify as a black woman, but you're a blue-eyed white woman. And the next one says, I just love Paris for using her platform to help all of us. Her strength and courage has helped me to identify as an albino penguin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Next one said, completely girl in denial. Facts. Straight, not living in reality. Okay? I mean, you guys get the gist. The reason why I said this episode is very sensitive is because I am going to talk about the alphabet community. And you know how sensitive they are. Even YouTube doesn't like it when people talk about them, especially if you have something, some kind of criticism. YouTube doesn't like it, so I have to be careful how I say this. Amongst the alphabet community, there's a sector of that community where a male can wake up any day and identify as a woman. We all know what I'm trying to say, right? If I or you or anybody dares question or even say, well, you're not a female, you are born a male, that person will get canceled. That person will be labeled with all kinds of phobia. If you made it this far, hit that like button and leave a comment to trigger YouTube's algorithm. I'm a new channel and I'm trying to grow, so hit that subscribe button and hit that bell to let you know every time I upload a new video. Here in the United States of America, we are forced to accept that delusion. We are forced to accept what we know is a lie. What we know is delusional. What we know not to be reality, we are being forced to accept it as reality, as normal. Okay? So now here's my question. It's okay for the United States government to force America to accept a grown man identifying as a woman can compete with women in women's sports? That's okay. That's real okay. But this white woman identifies as a black woman and people are making fun of her. You understand what I'm saying? People are saying she's not living in reality. If that's the case, then what reality are we living in? If I'm to accept a man with man parts, the same parts that I have, can put on his ID a female, and I, knowing this is not real, is forced to identify him as a her, what is the difference? Right now, if I start identifying, you know what? I'm no longer a Nigerian American man. From today forward, I am a Nigerian American white man. And when a cop pulls me over, I tell him I identify as a white man. Or when I go meet my clients, I let them know from today forward, do not address me as a black man anymore. Address me as a white man. What do you guys think will happen to me with the cops? What do you guys think will happen to me with my clients? What do you guys think will happen to me with my clients? How would my fellow black men see me? What would be their response to me? You see? But it's okay if I identify as a woman. If I go get breast implants, booty implants, I can identify as a woman. Laws are forcing us to accept this. Now, what do you guys think? Do you agree or do you disagree? Either way, leave your comments below so we can start this conversation. Until the next video, stay safe in the streets. Later. That will wrap it up for today's episode. And thank you for joining me. So please, leave a comment below. If you agree, if you disagree, it doesn't matter. Leave the comment below. And also, you tell me what you want me to cover. You tell me what you want me to discuss and what you want me to react to. Okay? And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you on the next episode. Please don't forget to subscribe. Let's rebuild the black nuclear family. It is needed. Okay? God bless.